Welcome everyone to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. I'm Gianno Bifolchi, Research Manager of Special Eurasia, and today we have an interesting recording that Silvia Boltuk, Special Eurasia Managing Director, recorded during her official visit to the south of Morocco in the city of Dakhla. She had a meeting with Munir Houhari, who is the General Manager of the Regional Investment Center of Dakhla, who head the hub region in the south of Morocco. It is important for us to describe you the current situation in the area, which is the contested area between Morocco and the so-called the Polisario Front, the Sahrawi movement. We decide to investigate the region because it has a strategic meaning in the Western Africa, particularly for Morocco, which is one of the main commercial trade partners for the European Union, also for Italy. And this meeting between Houhari and Silvia Boltuk and other representative of the foreign delegation was an opportunity to know better regarding the Moroccan economic strategy in the region, the main drivers and the main investment opportunities. So thanks to be with us, and now I share with you the recording that Silvia had with Munir Houhari. Bye bye.
I am the General Director of the Regional Investment Center. I would like to take this opportunity to present to you the development model for this region, also investment opportunities that the region is offering, and on the same way to talk to you about our vision, what we want to achieve, and what we are what action plan we are having to reach these objectives. So first of all, you know that Dakhla as Layoun, part of the Moroccan southern provinces, they got a very specific attention from His Majesty through the new development plan for the southern provinces, main gateway to Africa, and also as an active exchange hub between the different continents. You know that Morocco has a history on implementing projects in Africa. Morocco is considered the second largest investor in Africa. And Morocco is present in Africa through his banks, real estate developers, airline companies. So we do have this ambition to strengthen the South-South relationship. So the region represents almost 20% of the national area, one of the highest GDP per capita compared with the national average, $7,000 versus $3,000 as a national average. The region is connected to the national electricity grid, and the inhabitants are about 200,000 inhabitants, but it's one of the fastest growing habitation rate compared to the national average. To give this region is to play a key role as the main gateway to Africa. So we do have very structured projects. The new Dakhla Atlantic port, it's what we call the game changer, because with this port we're going to have an industrial zone of more than 1,600 hectares, allowing different kind of industries to settle in and to use this exporting infrastructure for Africa and also for other continents. We have the expressway that is connecting Dakhla with the other parts of Morocco, so to have different exporting infrastructure. And also one of our main competitive advantage is the wind and the sun. So renewable energy is one of our biggest assets that we would like to promote sustainable development. And also I spoke about this industrial zone that is going to be fully powered by green energy, allowing different kind of industries to enhance their competitiveness, especially that you know that the European Union is going to implement carbon tax starting from next year. So it becomes very important for different industries to be in a region that provide renewable energies and also having very good exporting infrastructure. Very active international diplomacy, especially with African neighbors. Many African consulates, they have opened here in Dakhla, and beyond the diplomatic representation that these consulates is providing, its communication channels we are establishing with our partners to see beyond diplomacy. For example, how we can start employment amongst our population, how we can overcome some challenges that the African countries have in common. So it's very important for Morocco and for the African neighbors to start processing their natural resources. And this is why Dakhla is going to be one of the leading platforms allowing this kind of processing. To get to the main sectors for Dakhla, so fisheries and aquaculture. Fisheries and aquaculture represents more than 30% on the regional GDP. We have more than 700 kilometers coastline, and we are producing more than 40% of the national production is happening in the region. We do have a strong canning industry, and we process, for example, sardines and other species in Dakhla. This sector employs more than 40,000 people, which is very important. We also have another strategy, is to continue processing all the products. We've been able to do it, for example, in sardine. The next step, for example, octopus. We still freeze octopus and export it. And the object is one of our main challenges. However,
for agriculture,
from a sustainability point of view, the government decided to invest in a desalination plant to grow this sector. And it's going to be the first of its kind, totally powered by renewable energy. So it's a 60 megawatt wind farm that is going to power this desalination plant. And the objective is to irrigate and water 5,000 hectares to grow the industry and also provide Dakhla and the neighbors with support. We do have a very strong competitive advantage in Dakhla. We have what we call the early harvesting. So all the crops produced in Dakhla comes to the market 3 to 4 weeks before other Moroccan regions and before Europe. So we do have now many investors that are present in the north of Morocco. They are investing so they can supply their clients in UK and Europe all year round and be more competitive than other suppliers who don't have access to this kind of opportunities.
You mentioned the UK, there's a bilateral agreement between Morocco and
yes.
UK for the establishment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once the, after the Brexit, Morocco and the UK, they have entered in peer-to-peer negotiation to continue working and exporting with incentives. Tourism, representing less than 1% on the regional GDP, but it's one of the good showcase for the region. Through tourism, we promote the region. One of our main challenges in this sector is how to combine development and being environmentally friendly, especially where the water and sewage infrastructure doesn't cover the whole region, the whole area. So all the hotels are using their own sewage treatment plant. So it comes with different challenges. If they are not well maintained, the water that is rejected to the lagoon could really have a negative impact. So we decided to monitor the growth in 3,000 beds. We don't have the objective to become a mass tourism destination. We would like to remain premium destination to make sure that, for example, in the lagoon, this is where we do aqua farming. And all the hotels are facing the lagoon. So how to balance between development and being environmentally friendly. So this is how we tend to monitor this sector. The other objective is really to diversify our offer. Instead of concentrating all our efforts on kitesurfing, we would like to develop other sectors like desert tourism, cultural tourism, wellness, other niches that would help us to grow the sector without jeopardizing the beautiful natural ecosystem. And this is our oil, our petrol, wind and sun. We have one of the highest renewable factors, not only in Morocco, but I would say in the world. The wind speed averages between 35 kilometers per hour, 3,000 sunshine per year, very large spaces for different kind of renewable parks. And these last 2 years, we had a very growing interest from international developers, especially in green hydrogen, the new commodity. We have been able to process 6 projects. Forecasting investment is more than $40 billion, forecasted investment. And why? Because we do have flat grounds, easy access, and strong wind and sun potential, allowing to really produce hydrogen with a very competitive price. We still have some challenges to think of how we're going to grow this sector, because you know, a green hydrogen involves desalination. So desalination involves also rejecting water with salt in the ocean. So we are thinking of the best way to create common and shared infrastructure for all the developers so that we can monitor all the effects that this sector could have on the environment. They have to go through environmental impact study. And for these big projects, they have to go through environmental impact study using IFC standards. It's very important because with IFC standards, it involves public hearing, which means that we involve the local community, we talk to them, we tend to get them on board to prevent any tensions or issues in the future. Training and education, I would say that there is no sustainable development if it's disconnected from the human capital. And we strongly believe that our first objective is to make sure that we have the qualified human resources to back up these investments. So we do have some already established training schools, and we have the project of opening a city of skills and competences, where the curriculum was designed to match the current job market needs and also the future job market needs. Also, the Moroccan government has come up with an investment charter. You know that the current government has an objective to create 500,000 jobs and to bring 500 billion dirhams investment from the private sector. Moroccan balance currently is 70% public investment versus 30% private investment. And we have the objective to flip this ratio to allow the private sector to take over. So Moroccan government, they come up with this investment charter, different bonuses, for example, sectoral bonus. When we have an investment in aquaculture, the investor is entitled to be refunded 5% of the capital invested. Territorial bonus, for example, when you are investing in Casablanca, it's zero. When you're investing in Dakhla, it's between 10 and 15%, because we consider that there is a logistic cost and additional costs. So we want to promote the region, so we had to provide this incentive. Morocco also wants to promote gender equity. So there is a gender employment. There is a 3% when the female payroll is more than 30%. When you employ more than 30% female, the investor is entitled to be refunded 3%. So if we addition all these bonuses, we could reach between 25 and 30% investment refund to the investor, which is...
A higher paid woman could maybe offset like a...
Yes, okay. When we talk about the payroll, it's not about the number, but
yeah,
about the salaries.
Okay.
So what we do in our office, so our main mission is to cover the whole investment value chain. From the moment we receive the investor, explaining to him the regional context, providing him with all the macro and micro data regarding any sector, helping him to find a land for investment, walking him through all the administrative procedures to get the final construction permit, and we use digital platform for this. This is one of the main achievements of the Moroccan administration, is to shift to digital platforms to improve our transparency, to overcome all the challenges we've been facing before, and also to shorten the delay. I can tell you that before digital platform, the decision time was about 128 days. After the digital platform, it's seven days. From the moment you submit the project to the decision, it only takes 1 week to get the approval or not of the project. Also, we have the objective to promote entrepreneurship and to strengthen our small and medium enterprises in the region. We strongly believe that sustainable economy has to rely on small and medium enterprises rather than big investments, just to a way to balance the risk. So we do a lot of training for young entrepreneurs. We have different partners that they do training in marketing to help them to succeed in their venture. This is some of the examples we have. We have launched Women Invest, we have launched training program, we have launched Dakhla Market, like for example for handcrafts, to give them a platform where they can sell. Local banks, we are working on different programs to help them to get an easy access to financing.